This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Daryl, you're going to tell us about a war on golf, of all things.
Yes.
We'll get into that here in a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And the latest on Donald Trump... You know, normally when somebody gets elected, I just don't pay any attention whatsoever to what they do in general. But this guy in particular, he's different than some of his predecessors.
I know he's not. He's the first part Cheeto president.
He's talking about eliminating the NPR and PBS funding, apparently. So I want to get into that.
I mean, here. I'm talking about that, too. That doesn't mean I'm going
to
do it.
That's true. Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that's an important point to make, is that it's all talk until something actually happens.
Well, he did drone bomb somebody for the first time a couple days ago.
I've got that story as well. So we'll get to the Trump update here. But first, we're going to your calls and thoughts. Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio. We've got Joel Valenzuela on the line from Wright's Brigade here in New Hampshire. Hello, Joel. You're on via Skype.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight? Good.
Yeah. Well, as usual, I've been conducting the statewide jury nullification outreach campaign, which seeks to inform every single New Hampshire juror of their right to nullify bad laws.
It's great work. New Hampshire's scene, if you will, for jury nullification is unmatched, and a lot of it is thanks to your organizational efforts, but, of course, it's all thanks to the people who are on the ground actually handing out those flyers at every jury selection at most of the courthouses across the state.
Yep, 10 out of the 11 so far.
That's great. So what happened?
Well, one of my activists, the wonderful B.J. Mumford, ended up handling the Nashua jury nullification outreach operation this morning in the Hillsborough County Southern District Superior Court. And it turns out that a judge there, according to some of the jurors, has been dissuading jurors from taking the jury nullification pamphlet.
Uh-oh.
And here's some quotes. One juror said that the judge was bashing you guys. He told us to tear it up and throw it away. And luckily, that juror, what he took away from that interaction was, wow, it must be some good stuff. I got to read it.
Right.
Yeah. And the other another juror said, we got in trouble for that the last time. The judge made us tear those up.
Mm.
So apparently there's a rogue judge deciding he's going to keep jurors in the dark about their rights, even though we're doing our very, very best to inform them of such.
Well, this isn't the first time something like this has happened, but it is the first time I've heard about it in New Hampshire, at least that I can recall. So certainly other jury outreach activists have had similar oppression of their flyers in the courtroom and judges talking trash about them or even having them confiscated by, I've heard of this, having like the bailiffs confiscate the flyers from the jurors as they go into the building or into the court the courtroom. So this is pretty outrageous behavior. Now, Melanie, you went to law school on this. Do you think that there's anything that can be done legally? I mean, is there a way to put a stop to this judge's behavior? I mean, ultimately, they do tend to rule over their courtroom, but to demand that someone tear up a flyer that they were given is pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it would probably be easier to get standing as a juror than as a activist.
Right.
I think you have it, though. Because they're essentially saying that you can hand it out, but people aren't allowed to keep it. They can restrict what you possess in a courtroom. They can't usually restrict
lose
no,
your
because
train
that's
of thought?
A content restriction, so they can't. If you were bringing in information like about the case or something, they could obviously tell you not to do that.
Right. They could say.
Yeah, I don't think they can do that.
They could say no reading material of any kind.
Right. Yeah, they can do that, but they're not gonna.
Yeah, that'd be very unusual.
But yeah, from a standpoint of if this were able to be challenged, and again, you know, finding somebody with standing is possibly going to be difficult.
It would definitely be easier if you could get one of the jurors to
the
case.
Courts, because you know the way courts rule on free speech sort of things, is the restrictions have to be content neutral. So they can't say you're not allowed to bring anything in about laws.
Right.
They would have to say no reading material at all.
Which would be very unusual for a court to do. I mean, it's generally...
Yeah, and then bringing people in and telling them to sit there for 8 hours and
right.
you're not allowed to bring a book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially the legal equivalent of, okay, you're allowed to read Bill Clinton's autobiography, but you're not allowed to read Ronald Reagan's autobiography. Like, and you
right.
can't do that. You can ban books,
which
but
would
you
also
can't
be unprecedented.
Ban...
I mean, you know, it's very common for jurors who know they're going to have to be waiting in this place to bring reading material. Anybody that's familiar with jury duty knows there's a lot of sitting around, and it's not uncommon for somebody to be walking up with a book to read in there. So. Yeah, I guess I'm curious, Joel, do you happen to know if the activist who was on the scene got any contact information from those jurors?
No, unfortunately not. It was sort of a, oh, I can't take that, I get in trouble on their way into the courthouse. So this will merit some extra investigation. So what's next is to then investigate, contact the courthouse, find out which judge in particular was doing that.
Mm-hmm. What I would want to find out would be, I would want to find out contact information for the defense attorneys, and if these people get convicted, I would want to challenge the conviction on that, even if it doesn't win, just so that, yeah, maybe don't do that anymore.
Here's another question. I know that here in Keene, now, we only have jury selection once a month at most here. It's not that way in all the courts, and so I suspect Nashua might be a little more often. But what they'll do is they'll impanel the petit juries the panel of them. They'll have them in there for 2 months. So they'll show up one month, and then they'll come back the next month.
Right.
And so you see the same people come back a second time. Do you happen to know, Joel, offhand, if the Nashua courts... have the jury panel in for two sessions, or is it more than two down there? Do you happen to know?
I believe it's just one session. They come in for the initial selection, and then you see the same people come in for additional selections that month. But then for the next pool, it's usually a completely fresh group of faces.
So the same pool is selected. There's two selection days for that pool, but both of the days happen in the same month?
Yes, usually, or one's late one month, one's early the next month.
So in this case, this was the second day, and they were relating what happened on the first occasion?
Yes.
Gotcha.
The first time they got in, they got all these flyers, and then the judge was all angry. And today I was in Concord handing it out, and who I believe to be the sheriff came up to me and talked to me, and he just wanted to see the pamphlet, and he just... was very tight-lipped about it, but he just said more information is always good, and then went aside. But in Stratford County, where for close to Dover, for example, I've had very positive interactions with the sheriff and the deputy sheriff about being very supportive of what we're doing and just very kind about everything. But everywhere, I've had no issue like this. This is the first of such issues.
Yeah.
And so that makes me think it might just be one judge, and it might be possible to go over his head to a superior and get that handled.
Could be. It's hard. It's very hard to reach the superior judges. So there's a head judge.
But if he's doing something that they think might be appealable and to kind of mess up their cases, they typically will do what they can to set that stuff straight. If this is just a regular trial-level judge.
That's what it likely is. I mean, it's a superior court.
Yeah, I mean, if this is the guy doing jury pools, this is not an appellate judge. So, yeah.
Well, there is the Judicial Conduct Committee. So if you know the name of the judge, you could file a grievance with this committee, I believe.
Yeah, definitely keep us in the loop, Joel, as this develops. RightsBrigade.com, the website. Is that right? Joel, you still happy? All right, we might have a connection issue there. I believe it is Wright's Brigade. 855 450 free. More coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, the features on our website, they are completely free for any of you that want to go and enjoy, you know, free archives, And other ways to get interactive with the other listeners of Free Talk Live, the front page of the site. You can actually create the content that you see there. It's a Reddit-based system, and like I said, like most of the features on our site, it is completely free, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we are talking about the law, the court system, to start things out here tonight. We had Joel Valenzuela from Rights Brigade, which is an organization that's doing a lot of jury outreach along with NHJury.com here in New Hampshire, where we have better jury outreach, I would say, than anywhere else in the world. I mean, there's just more coverage here than I've ever heard of happening anywhere else. And we just encountered the very first judge who was specifically targeting the jurors or potential jurors who are receiving information about their rights. We didn't really get into it. We probably should have what jury nullification is, just because, you know, we were talking about this information that people were being given, but we didn't really explain what that information was. Daryl, do you want to explain jury nullification?
Sure, and I can do so very briefly. Jury nullification is a power that juries have to basically nullify the law. They can find someone not guilty for whatever reason. They don't have to say what the reason is, but people that generally advocate for jury nullification will advocate that in cases where there was no victim, so, you know, drug cases, things along those lines, the mantra is no victim, no crime, even though, you know, that's not historically accurate based on the etymology of the word crime, but that's neither here nor there. But in cases where, you know, it would be unjust to wind up convicting someone, the jury can, and I would say rightfully should, wind up finding the person not guilty. And the juries cannot be punished or penalized for making the wrong decision. And I'm using air quotes there because, you know, the judge and the prosecutor are going to be like, that's not how you should have decided.
They're not supposed to be, but when you've got a judge who's saying you better tear up that flyer, then that could be an intimidating thing to a juror.
Right. And, you know, judges certainly can try to, you know, heavily persuade the jury to rule a certain way, but there cannot be a penalty.
Well, they're not supposed to.
Right, but there cannot be a penalty. The judge cannot say, you ruled incorrectly.
That's true.
All of you have to pay a $100 fine and spend a week in jail. They cannot be punished.
When judges aren't supposed to express or imply an opinion about a case that they're proceeding over
right.
at all.
Right, but even after the jury makes their ruling, you know, yeah, the judge should not wind up saying, I think you were wrong. They can do it, they shouldn't, but the judge cannot. The judge legally is not allowed to punish the jury for making what he deems to be a bad decision.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the only thing you can get in trouble for a juror, in trouble as a juror for, is taking bribes, and I can't really think of anything else right now. You could literally go in there and be like, I am...
You can get in trouble for researching a case
you'll be removed
on.
From the jury.
You could be removed from the jury.
There's nothing else they can do to you for that? There's not, like, a contempt
charge? It's kind of a perverse incentive, but... I mean...
I've never seen anybody be charged with contempt because they read something online
even
about the case.
Even when the judge specifically ordered them not to?
That's always one of the first orders.
Right.
Of,
I mean, disobeying
you
a judge's order
can result in contempt.
Yes.
Someone could be charged with contempt.
They're not going to do that.
Probably I don't
not.
Think it has ever happened.
Okay.
Like, I've never seen a report of somebody being charged with contempt.
I mean, they are so afraid of, I mean, not that you have a choice of showing up, but they want people to feel good about being there because it kind of...
They don't want the word to get around. They don't want the word to get around that jurors are being arrested.
And they don't want to have, they don't want a defense attorney to ever be able to come and say, you're intimidating the jurors, you're guilty of the juror intimidation system, therefore you have to overrule my client's conviction.
So the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855 450 free. 855-450-3733. So it's important information. If you want to learn more about jury nullification, go to fija.org, F-I-J-A.org. That's a nationwide website. And then there's a New Hampshire jury, nhjury.com, which has more specific information for what we're doing here in New Hampshire, where there's actually a real movement towards this. It's not just in the streets. It's not just people who are handing out flyers, which, Melanie, you and I have both done that. You're doing it in Manchester now, but you've done it out here with me and Keene. And I've been doing it here for years. I mean, so just reaching as many potential jurors as possible with this information. But there's also work being done at the state house level.
Yes.
With pieces of legislation that are going to hopefully enshrine jury nullification even more within the system.
And hopefully expand the right to trial by jury.
Is there anything that's proposed for this year?
There was the hearing you were at just a few days ago to wind up letting people who were going to have their houses stolen by a municipality to have a jury trial.
Anyone facing a tax lien, actually. So I guess that would include people whose houses aren't going to be stolen, because they could still lien your property without actually doing the tax sale on the property and taking the property.
Well, but the purpose of a lien is to kind of eventually seize.
Eventually. But you know, there's a difference between them just liening the property with a certain value or an amount that they're demanding, and then actually moving to tax sale the property and literally taking the property from the person.
Right, but the lien is kind of the one last, okay, I'm going to steal your house if you don't give me X amount of dollars.
Right. Yeah, that's
it's
what
they
like have
they
to
do first.
They
put a lien on and just like leave it there for 20 years. That's the step to stealing.
Well,
that.
In some jurisdictions they will. So New Hampshire doesn't have homesteading rules, but in other states, it's my understanding, like Florida, where I come from, you know, they give you a tax break if you own your own home. And purportedly, they can't, sometimes in some states, and I don't know if Florida's this way, but they can't actually kick someone out of their own home. They have to wait until they sell it or until they die before they can actually take the house. I believe that's
I don't
case
know.
In some places.
I don't think that's what the homestead means.
Yeah, that's not what homestead means anywhere else. It could be, I don't know. I don't know Florida law.
What you're thinking of, I forget the term, but there's a bill that was introduced, I believe by Dick Marple, that would wind up giving some kind of right to where if the person does have, you know, you owe us, you know, $80,000 in back taxes, we're taking your land, they would only be able to take half of the property, and the person that owns it would have rights to the other half.
It's a strange one.
Yeah, very strange. It's been tried before.
Otherwise, why would I ever pay property taxes? It's cheaper to, I mean, if they can't take the house till I die, and I don't plan on moving, I have no reason to pay property taxes at that point if I know they can't take the house. Even if I want to leave it to somebody, it's probably cheaper to save money than to pay the property taxes for 40 or 50 years.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Admittedly, I don't remember where I heard that one. I thought it was the case in some jurisdictions. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, I'd like to try to have you try out the MyPillow, the best pillow you may ever use in your life. It's a great pillow. I've been using it since early 2016. Daryl, you've got one as well.
Yes.
And if you disagree, if you, oh, I don't know what that is. I'm going to try to mute whatever that is. Okay, so anyway, if you disagree that it's not the best pillow, you don't think it is the best pillow, you can send it back. They've got a 60-day window where you get plenty of time to make the decision. And in my opinion, you'll know pretty quickly whether you like it or not. It's a great pillow. I've really enjoyed it, and I continue to use it. You go to MyPillow.com. And you can use code FTL. That'll get you one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. Plus, there's a 10-year warranty on the product because they really stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. So give it a try for yourself or a loved one. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get one at half price or two for the price of one. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Joe in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl. Hello, Joe.
Well, hello. I was just thinking you were talking about...
Go ahead. We can hear you now.
You were talking about the judge being able to allow people to rule where it was... they rule with their heart, their conscience.
That's right.
Is there by any chance... Is there by any chance ever going to be, I know you got Daryl that's a lobbyist now, where the losing party will have to pay, where you get refunded to defend yourself, if that made any sense. You know, because
yeah.
Now people can see over stupid things, right,
And in civil rights cases, that's pretty common.
Where losers will have to pay?
Yes.
For both sides?
For the attorney's fees, yes.
Well, that is awesome. I didn't realize that was in fact on things of that nature. Because so many times they bring up, you know, crazy lawsuits, and you have to spend a lot of money to defend yourself.
Right. Has that always been common? Because, I mean, it certainly seemed like for a long time anybody could throw a lawsuit at anybody and just really ruin them.
You were talking about jury nullification. So are you talking about civil rights cases in particular or just any civil suit?
Yeah, I think he's just talking about losing fees in general.
Right, especially like so many times the police will give somebody a ticket that's for a stupid cause, and you have to spend money to defend yourself. And, you know, if they would start cracking down and say, you know, this was a crazy lawsuit, you had to reimburse him for him defending himself.
Okay, so in criminal trials, no, but if you have a civil rights claim and you sue them, typically, you can sue, and part of your claim can be, I had to hire an attorney in my criminal suit. You typically then get attorney's fees.
Right, and those are really only things to where it was, you know, a quote-unquote blatant violation of rights. So, cop pulls you over, says, you were doing 60 in a 40, and then you've got, you know, GPS data or whatever proving that you were going 40 in a 40, you're not going to wind up getting, you know, a civil rights violation ruling in your favor. But if you were, you know, arrested and charged with something and then they assaulted you in jail or while you were being held overnight, then, you know, you've got civil rights violation claims.
Well, and it's in cases where they, and generally speaking, it's in cases where they should have known better, essentially, and where they did something really bad. So, I don't want to say definitively no in this speeding case, because, I mean, there's no details like there never is in hypotheticals, but, yeah, so it's not going to be like, oh, well, we thought there was enough evidence, but really there wasn't, it was a closed case. It's not going to be stuff like that. It's going to be cases where they just, you know, drive up on a 10-year-old and shoot him to death in a park for no reason.
It has to be pretty egregious.
If, yeah, they walk into Walmart and see a guy standing by the bread aisle and just off him. Or they, you know, walk up to you on the sidewalk and choke you to death, stuff like that.
Yeah, in your typical criminal case, if you lose the case, or even if, I'm sorry, if they lose the case, you don't get to, you know, have any recoup of the costs. But, Joe, I do like the idea of loser pays, and it would be nice if it applied to the state. So what you're saying is, Melanie, it does generally apply in civil cases where it's party A versus party
B. Not civil cases, civil rights cases.
Civil rights
but
cases.
There are some states to where they are instituting loser pays for civil cases.
Yeah,
that's
some,
what I'd like to see.
Some states have loser pays. That's not... And then they do have this weird thing where, so let's say somebody offers to settle. If you don't win X amount percent more than what they offered to settle for, then you pay attorney's fees from that point forward most of the time.
Does that answer your question, Joe?
That did it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Let's talk to Tim. He's in Milwaukee, listening on his Roku. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
And I just want to say before you start, Tim, I'm glad we know at least one person is listening via the Roku.
Because you set that feed up.
Yeah, I did.
It was all you.
I listened to the stream and the encore at 5 a.m. in the morning. But,
cool.
I wanted to talk about Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County. And okay, there's kind of a situation. I saw a post on Cop Block about this guy. Apparently he had some sort of brief interaction with a man on an airplane in Dallas during a big football game. And when the guy showed up at the airport in Milwaukee, Sheriff David Clark had six cops and two drug dogs there to greet this guy. And he has since added some kind of creepy messages and memes to the county Facebook, the official county Facebook page, which is drawing a lot of criticism by people in the community because it's kind of intimidating. So I kind of wanted to get Melanie's
Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull up the right story from the Chicago Tribune. A Milwaukee man says a tough-talking, cowboy-hat-wearing Wisconsin sheriff detained him after a flight because the man shook his head at the lawman, who has gained a national prominence for his outspoken support of Donald Trump. Dan Black said in a complaint submitted through the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office website that his gesture of disapproval was about football, not politics. Black said he was disappointed that the sheriff was wearing the Dallas Cowboys gear the same day that that team was playing the Green Bay Packers in the divisional round of the playoffs. Is this the story you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Clark didn't view the interaction as harmless. He said in a Facebook post on Wednesday that he, quote, reserves the reasonable right to preempt a possible assault, unquote. The encounter happened during boarding for a flight from Dallas to Milwaukee hours before kickoff. The Packers went on to beat the Cowboys 34-31. Black, who's 24, said in the complaint that Clark wasn't wearing his trademark cowboy hat and that Black asked him whether he was Milwaukee's sheriff. When Clark said yes, Black said he shook his head, then walked toward his seat. Clark then asked him if he had a problem, Black said, and Black shook his head again to say no. Black said deputies questioned him for about 15 minutes after the plane landed before letting him go. The status of Black's complaint was not immediately known. Clark's profile has been elevated by his outspoken support for Donald Trump as one of the few African Americans to speak at the Republican convention, has called anti-Trump protesters anarchists who, quote, must be quelled.
So what I'm hearing here is, respect my authority!
Yeah.
Clark warned in another Facebook response to Black's complaint, quote, next time he or anyone else pulls this stunt on a plane, they may get knocked out. And he added that he does not have to wait for some goof to assault him, unquote.
So asking him if he's the sheriff and then shaking your head because he's wearing Cowboys gear is
apparently meaning that he's going
to apparently the precursor to assault.
Hold on, Tim. We can talk about this here now that we got a little more information. You wanted Melanie to weigh in. We'll do that here in moments. And your calls, of course, are welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, this sheriff sounds like a pansy to me. I mean, if that's all it takes to get him all riled up.
I'm afraid of people shaking their head.
He's a snowflake.
It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's also easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So if something goes wrong, you drop your phone in a lake or something, it's not the end of the world if you've got your Jax backed up. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener. He's also one of the founders of Ethereum. Plus, it also holds more than just Bitcoin. So it's got several other cryptocurrencies in there that you can store with Jax. And you can even transfer from one to the other with the Shapeshift integration. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Tim in Milwaukee calling tonight about the sheriff out that way. He is Sheriff David Clark, who is a Trump-supporting Democrat, apparently. Daryl, you've been digging around here about this guy. You found some interesting quotes.
Yeah, the first story, when I did a search for Sheriff David Clark, the first story that came up is from the UK Daily Mail, where Clark apparently was at the deplorable on Thursday night and told a crowd that he would only reach across the aisle to choke a Democrat rather than working with them.
Wow.
And Clark himself is a registered Democrat.
So he's like a self-hating Democrat.
Yes.
He also is a very violent man. He's always thinking that people are trying to attack him, apparently. He had an incident with a man, a younger man than him, in an airport. As both men were boarding or near to boarding a plane, one of the younger man, Mr. Black, Dan Black is his name, he asked him if he was the sheriff of Milwaukee, and when he responded yes, Black then shook his head and walked over toward his seat. And then apparently that resulted in the sheriff going on Facebook and claiming, quote, next time he or anyone else pulls this stunt on a plane, I'm sorry, I guess they had boarded the plane. They may get knocked out. He says he doesn't have to wait for some goof to assault him. He had his men meet Mr. Black when he got off the plane and question him for 15 minutes. So, Tim, that's what you were calling in about tonight. You wanted to hear what Melanie thought about it as our resident legal expert. Tim? Tim in Milwaukee. Tim going once. Tim going twice. Up, picking up the phone. Tim, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, that's correct. And one other aspect I'd like to just mention to her, he was quoted in, like, 2015. He's a regular Fox News contributor. He's criticized locally for kind of being an attention whore with Fox News, and he's vying for a position in the Trump, like, cabinet or whatever. Mm. Anyway, he did cite in 2015 that he believed police brutality, the quote was, first off, there is no police brutality in America. We ended that back in the 60s. This was another quote from him.
But we ended that back in the 60s.
Yeah, but I just wanted your guys' thoughts. I'll take
ridiculous
off the air.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tim. I appreciate you bringing this ludicrous character to our attention. What do you think about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't really surprise me in the slightest. A cop thought he could detain somebody for liking a different football team than him. This isn't really outside of the norm at all. Especially when you're in an airport, you're kind of in a more...
public area?
Well, not a public area, but a more vulnerable position, I guess, being in an airport. And then...
Yeah, they can shake you down whenever they want.
Yeah, and I don't want to tell anybody don't approach cops.
He could have gone over to the TSA and, like, said, I'm Sheriff so-and-so, and I suspect this man of whatever. So, like, he could have even done worse stuff to this guy.
Well, but this doesn't seem like somebody who was out to get somebody. This seems like somebody who's just, like, deciding they were going to look
tough
that day. So, yeah, I mean, this...
I mean, he didn't even look that tough. He just kind of didn't do anything.
I'm not saying he was good at it.
Right. I mean, he waited till his buddies could back him up when they got back to Milwaukee.
Sounds to me like he's a delicate little snowflake.
Yeah. I mean, if he was tough, he would have, like, confronted the dude right there and be like, what are you shaking your head for, man? I'm the sheriff. You can't treat me like that.
You want to go? You want to go, dude? Huh? You want to go?
Right, but instead he calls up his department and says, yeah, there's this guy, he's shaking his head at me, and I'm scared. You know, like, what did he do? He obviously wasn't immediately threatened.
Cops are some of the most sensitive people out there. Yeah. I mean, it's not dangerous. In most situations, it is not dangerous to even insult. And that's not even really an insult, but you can insult most humans, and they're not going to violently attack you. They're not going to kidnap you temporarily to prove a point.
And to say, like, even if the guy did say, your football team sucks, that's not insulting you as a person. That's insulting the team that you like.
Well, maybe he would have been better off had he actually verbalized what he was doing, because he didn't actually say anything about the team. He was thinking in his head about the team and just kind of shook his head and walked away.
I don't know about that, but...
Well, it would have made it less uncertain. You know, if the sheriff thought, if he really did believe that this person was a danger to him, if he had said, screw your football team, as he was shaking his head, then maybe it would have made it more clear it was just a sports rivalry rather than... a threat.
No. Well, I don't know that would have changed the outcome. And I mean, if you're going around wearing insignia, you shouldn't be surprised that people respond to the insignia. That's kind of the purpose of wearing insignia. So if I'm, you know, walking down Bridge Street and I'm wearing my cop block shirt and somebody shakes their head, I'm not going to be like, that person hates accountants.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a ridiculous conclusion. If you're wearing insignia of a particular thing,
and he was wearing
expect responses.
Dallas Cowboys gear at the time.
Right. And he is the sheriff of a town that isn't too terribly far from Green Bay, which has its own football team that was playing Dallas that weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was wearing the, not uniform, but the pictures of a...
The rival team,
and is surprised when people react negatively.
Right, like, if I go buy an Atlanta Falcons T-shirt or hoodie or something and I wear that around in New England, I probably expect somebody to, you know,
might catch some heat.
Shake their head.
Wind
like
up
shake
being
their head
happy.
Daryl, it'll be awful.
Yeah, well,
you'll have to detain them.
And you're saying that because they're going to be in the football or the Super Bowl.
Right. And the way some of the, you know, crazy New Englander people are, like, I might get punched because people love the Patriots that
somebody
much.
Somebody will key your car or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So I'm sure we could dig up more about this guy if we cared, but you're stuck with him if you're out there in Milwaukee. Sorry about that, Sheriff David Clark. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And let's see, we were going to talk about the golf ban in China, or a war on golf, maybe not a ban. What is going on?
Right. Well, there was also the story about the case against the Bar Association, since we were talking about legal stuff.
Yeah.
And this comes from FEE, and apparently on
Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes, apparently on January 6th, the for-profit Charlotte Law School announced that it will remain open despite a decision from the Department of Education to withhold the school's access to federally backed student loans. And as we know, all student loans are federally backed. The crackdown follows the American Bar Association decision to similarly clamp down on the law school, or actually on all law schools, with low bar passage rates.
All right, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but I always had heard that all student loans were federally backed, but what was the headline? I didn't look into it. There was a headline recently about some private student loan company that was being investigated.
Well, probably for existing, since that's illegal.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the headline
I'll
that you're talking
about.
I'll see
if I can dig it up. I'll see if I can find what they were called, because it was a surprise to me. Like, what? I thought it was only the Fed.
Yeah, no, you can't do that anymore.
All right, well, let's continue the story here about the Bar Association. This is an argument as to why they should not exist.
Correct.
And we'll get into that coming up here in hour number two. Also, plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. Then the golf ban in China, signs being left all over the sidewalk at the women's protests. I understand it. Melanie wanted to discuss that. And hour two is coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.